So we're going to be looking at a piece of Sfasemis, Parshas Emor. This was Shnas Tov Reish Mem Zayin. Tov Reish Mem Zayin. And these editions of the Sfasemis, page 184. So the Torah juxtaposes one of the most stark and demanding mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Chazal say that v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael means very, very emphatically that we are to be mekadesh shem shemayim b'soch b'nei Yisrael when we are in the presence of other Yidden, being careful to do what we must as Yidden, as others watch us, even if that means giving up our very lives. Even if that means being Mosa Nefesh, literally. The Pasuk says, V'loy sechalalu es shem kodshi. Were we to not give up our lives, it would be chilul Hashem to do an Aveira such as Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, Chalila, others watching us. Instead, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. We give up our lives, and that's Kiddush Hashem. The next mitzvah is Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem Moyade Hashem asher tikru oysam mikru ay kodesh. The Yom Tovim, the happiest days of the year, and how we are declaring them Mikroi Kodesh. The juxtaposition of these two so different obligations, there has to be some connection. So the Sfasem is Tav Resh Mem Zayin. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael dor shu chazal chachameinu adoresh Mesor atzmocha v'kadesh shmi. If necessary, give up your very life, sanctifying my name, says Hashem. V'samach lei. And then the very next mitzvah, v'samach lei. Daber el b'nei Yisrael. V'amart alehem, mayadi Hashem, eshe tigru aysam mikroi kodesh. V'nikdashti, I'll be made holy when you give up your life for my sake and my honor's sake. Next mitzvah. These are the Mayadei Hashem, Asher Tikru Hashem. You declare them, Mikra'ei Kodesh. Declarations of time of Kedusha. So he says, in the name of his grandfather, the Kedush Yerim, V'shamati mipi meri v'zikni zal, ki b'koyach b'nei Yisrael likroi ha-kedusha, Bizmanim hamiyuchadim, we have the power to create and declare when the time is a time of Kedusha. We are the ones with Beis Din's declaration of when is the Chodesh. So Beis Din then, representing Klal Yisrael, decides when the time of Kedusha is. Sanctification of time then is purely done by Am Yisrael. Shabbos is Kitcha V'Kaima. Shabbos, of course, is Kadosh. Originally, from Shesh says, you may gracious. But the Zmanim, Klal Yisrael, we are the ones, through Beis Din, who are Mekadesh Hazmanim. Which is why the order of the Bracha in the davening on Sholosh Regalim is Mekadesh. First, HaShabbos. Right? Mekadesh, if it's Shabbos Yom Tov, it's Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael. The Hazman. So why interject Yisrael in between Shabbos and Zman? I'm saying Mekadesh, Yisrael, Shabbos and Yom Tov, or say Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yisrael. No, because the order is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh to Shabbos. We're not Mekadesh to Shabbos. It's Kitcha V'Kaima. It's already Kadesh from Sheish Yisimei Bereshis, even from before Matan Torah. But then Yisrael. Once Yisrael is Kadesh, Yisrael then is Mekadesh Zmanim. So it's the order of Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael HaZman. So the Rim now says, this that we have uniquely, the ability to be Mekadesh Dizmanim, it's Me'achar Shehem Be'etzem Kodesh. It's because we are Kodesh. It's not just that we're given a job. It begins with the fact that there is a Kedusha that the Jewish people have. And that with that Kedusha, we're able to cause and bring about, activate Kedusha in time, and inject Kedusha into the time, and then do the mitzvahs in that holy time. It's be'etzem that we are Kodesh, k'dichsev v'nikdashti. So that's the connection. And it's the Sfasemis that's now going to flesh it out. Again, so this Chedush Yerim said, V'nikdashti b'sarach b'nei Yisrael. I am Kadosh when you are doing certain mitzvahs at certain times in a certain way. B'sarach b'nei Yisrael, the Kedush is in you. It's inherent in Yisrael. Next mitzvah, therefore, you will declare the times that are holy. Because you have Kedusha, you are also invested with the ability and the prerogative to make time holy and be Mekadesh Dizmanim, Mikro'e Kodesh. Ulevayer ha'inyin al pi mamarim zal. Now to explain this, he says, look at the Gemara in Titus. The Gemara in Titus says something difficult to understand. La'olam yira adam atzma ki'ilu kadosh shorui b'soich me'ov. The Gemara there is talking about fasting. And the Gemara says you have to fast when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to fast, when you must fast, but otherwise a person should be very careful with one's health and one should not fast. On the contrary, you should see and recognize that there's Kedusha. Shorui means there's Kedusha inherent in one's body. B'soich me'av. In one's innards. Which, you know, after Yom Tov, you feel very good. You gained a few pounds and you can say, listen, you know, there's Kedusha b'soich me'av. I've got it. This is all holy. Coming up on Shavuos, you know, a few extra blintzes, not so bad. It's all holy, yeah? Okay. But what does the Gemara really mean? It means that the person, the physical yid, is Kadosh. Says this Vasemes, yeah, ki b'chol nefesh Yisrael nimtza ha-kedusha. It's the nefesh Yisrael, of course it's the nefesh. It's the spirit of the yid that's holy, but rak al yideshin is slabesh. Hanefesh beguf. That's just the way it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us flesh and blood. And that nefesh is enclosed by a physical body. Therefore, tzrichim metaken haguf. So we have to be metaken the guf. Meaning, we have to cause the guf to catch up to the spiritual height of our souls. We have to actually recognize that we're playing catch up our whole lives. That if you have such holiness in you, so then how could I not then also cause my guf to be a fitting, suitable cloth in which I have wrapped up my nefesh? That's what mitzvahs are for. K'mayish kosov b'sefer Shar HaKedusha of Rabbeinu Chaim Vital in Shar Aleph. L'chavin b'chol mitzvahs asei l'hamshech kedusha l'ever hamayuchad l'mitzvah zu. That is, with every mitzvah, there's a particular body part. If it's the mouth that speaks, if it's the hands, if it's the arm on which you put your tefillin, whichever body part it is, then that body part is now being made holy with this mitzvah. Ubeloisase, and in the mitzvah, loisase, lenakos, to purge impurity from that part of the body by being careful with this mitzvah slice. That's what the mitzvahs are for. The mitzvahs are for helping our entire being, including the physical being, be holy. Because the nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is holy. We wake up in the morning and we say, you know, I'm going to live today and I got to do a lot of mitzvahs. You know why I got so much to do? Because neshama shenasata mi tahirihi. Why do we say that in the morning? Of course, we're thanking the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning our neshamas to us by waking up in the morning. But it's also because we're saying, you know, I got a big responsibility. I got a neshama. Boy, I've got a lot to do. I've got to have my body, my guf, catch up to my neshama and be worthy of housing this holy neshama. That's what the mitzvahs are for. V'hainu k'may b'chiyus ha'guf nimshach mimayach v'lev l'chol eivr v'eivr al yedei ha'gid. He says a fascinating thing. Just as it is biologically, that the nutrients and oxygen and all of what every cell of the body requires, receives what it needs through the various parts of the body supplying each other. The nutrients are taken out from food, broken down by the intestinal system, and then the oxygen and all kinds of nutrients are sent throughout the body by our veins and arteries. Not in that order, arteries and veins. So, that's how it is with mitzvos. Kemo kein benefesh hakdoisha mispashetes b'chol ha'odom. There spreads to every part and every fiber of our physical being. Kedusha is spread to the Ramach Evarim through the Ramach Mitzvahs. Shenikru Neiros. That's why they're called Neiros. What does it mean a Neir? What is Neir? Neir doesn't mean light. It means energy. It just doesn't mean simple light so you can see. It means energy, meaning life-giving force. Neir Mitzvah. The Torah are. That is, you have these mitzvos in order to energize every part of the guf, which he calls here cheshchas haguf. Otherwise, it's a dormant, even dark body. Physical matter without value is not energized. When you do the mitzvah, now that part of the body becomes holy. V'lechein b'nei Yisrael nimtzu behem hakdusha. Jewish people, Am Yisrael, each of us has in our physical bodies a kedusha. Now, getting back to what the Rim said, which is the connection between Nikdashti, Besoch B'nei Yisrael, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to even give up your very life, and the fact that we can announce or impart kedusha to time. Ach, B'gimel Averis, Shemutzuvin L'Mesiris Nefesh Aleihem. There are three mitzvahs where we are commanded, if necessary, give up our lives rather than violate chalila these los asays. Gilu arayas and v'rezor shvichus domi. Who? Sha'al yedehem husar kol hakadusha. He explains why these three, all kinds of explanations of why these three. But ultimately, what do they have in common? That if one chas v'shalom violates them, all of the kedusha that we are obligated to maintain is lost. Other mitzvos, even other averos, chalila that we are forced to violate, the kedusha of that person stays with him or her. Not avodah zara, you can understand why. Not gilui arayos, because that's subversion of the very essence of the created flesh of man, and that's shrichus damin likewise. So that these are three mitzvahs where the actual guf cannot survive the avera, meaning kedushas haguf won't survive violation of these three. It's a fantastic insight. After you think about it a little bit, you realize, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's not just that these are more severe. It's not that these are more important. It's not only that, you know, these are foundational, and so without them, There's no person, there's no relationship with Hashem. No, it's because the Kedusha that we are as physical people along with our Nefesh would be completely lost in violation if someone was over these Averis. Sha'al yideihem husar kol ha-kedusha. That's why Hashem says, for these three, in order to not lose your Kedusha, give up your life instead. V'adidei she'kol ish Yisrael tzarech lishmar ha-kedusha, l'chein tzarech limsor nafsha. That's the reason why you have to be on by side down. So you think that, no, I'm going to be Mekadosh Hashem. Yeah, of course you're going to be Mekadosh Hashem. You know what that really means? I'm going to maintain my Kedusha. I'm not going to give up my Kedusha. And that is a display of my Kedusha. Nimtza v'kidashtei hu la'olam. That in reality, v'nikdashtei b'soch b'nei Yisrael, in reality is since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our nefesh, gave us our lives in a home, in a body that's physical, who, meaning the physical body, who nechlal b'kedusha. The physical body is part of kedusha. Even though you don't see that kedusha because, you know, we're skin and flesh and blood, but it's holy. But if an Avera is forced on us, which would cause us to lose that Kedusha, we can't lose it. Then we have to say, well, forget it. I mean, I can't lose the Kedusha of my Nefesh and of my Guf. Why? Whole different way of looking at Kiddush Hashem, and it should cause a person, Chalila, we should never be in such a situation. But think about it. It's not just that a person at the moment that they give up their lives, I'm now being Mekadosh Shemayim. It's true. That's great. It's holy. That's no doubt what so many millions of Yidden had on their hearts and minds as they gave up their lives. Hashem Yinkum Damam. As they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But there's something even bigger. Because in reality, what is happening at that moment is the Yid is saying, I'm Kadosh. I am Kadosh. I have been my whole life. And in order for me to maintain that Kedusha, I can't do this Aveira. I'm going to remain Kadosh till the end of my life rather than lose that Kedusha by Chalila violating this terrible sin. That's Kiddush Hashem. So that the person in that moment says, I'm Kadosh. I have been Kadosh and I'm not going to change that. And you're not going to force me to change that. Now, it's very important. This is huge for us because Chazal tell us when we say, every time we say it, twice a day, Kadosh, Kadosh, twice the minyan, ultimately we say it three times a day, Kadosh, Kadosh, including in Birchas Krishma, four times a day, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokas. What should we have in mind? What should our kavanas be? One of the kavanas is, especially in Kedusha, B'tzibur, that if it's B'tzibur, we're at Tzibur, in front of all of these other Yidden with whom I'm davening, if I had to, I'm giving up my life right now. Right now, if I had to, I'll Kiddush Hashem right now, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokas. So it's not only that we should be mechaven that I would give up my life, I'm ready to do it. It's also, I am Kadosh. My very guf is Kadosh because I do mitzvahs. And each time I do a mitzvah, I'm marred by Kedusha and I'm maintaining that pristine Kedusha that's part of my physical being. I'm never going to give that up. That's part of what the Kavanas now we realize have to be in Kedusha. Now, he goes on to the next part of what his grandfather said, which is that Kedusha that we have That's what is making us able to be mekadosh this manim. Ukamoisha begimel averus hanichdavim or haniskarim leel nichras haguf mehakadusha. Kamoi kain yesh mitzvah yisgedaylois asher meirun hacheshchus shel haguf. Just as there are those three mitzvahs that are so awful as to be contrary to Kedushas HaNefesh and Kedushas HaGuf. So a person, a Yid, has to give up his life rather than lose that Kedusha, rather than forfeit his Kedusha. There are also mitzvos, including three Yomim Tovim, where the Kedusha is in us physically. So much so that we are sanctifying not just the day, but we are the ones to do it. We are sanctifying time. And on that day, we have Kedusha. He's going to explain. There's a Kedushas HaGuf on Yom Tov that's activated, that's different from and greater than the Kedusha of any other time of the year. Why is it that we have to have Einik Yom Tov, that you have to have carbonized shlamim, that you bring the carbon on Yom Tov and you enjoy the meat of the carbon? What are we, Kahanim? No. Yes. We have a certain Kedusha on Yom Tov that we don't have any other time of the year. We're not Kahanim, but we have a Kedusha on Yom Tov that's unique to Yom Tov, and that's why the Guf has that Kedusha too, and the Guf has to enjoy. It's a fascinating thing that Sfasenu says in Pesach, in Pesach Tafresh Samach. He says that in the Sholosh Regalim, there's a bracha in the guf. That Kedusha comes to the guf physically in a way it doesn't come on Shabbos. Why do you have to be oiler regel, physically go to the Beis HaMikdash? There's no mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Why not? Because Shabbos is all about the neshama. It's such a high Kedusha. It's Kedusha of the Neshama. Yom Tov is a Kedusha that's more accessible to the guf of the Jew than Kedusha Shabbos. And that's why there's a mitzvah to be oil regel, to physically present in the Beis HaMikdash. Because there's a type of Kedusha shayach to the guf of the Yisrael on Yom Tov. And so the Shulchan Aruch, and he brings this in Tafresh Samach, Pesach Tafresh Samach. He says that's why the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim Simen Taf Kuf Chaf Tes says that the Malbush of Yom Tov should be even more beautiful and more expensive than the Levush of Shabbos. Shabbos is not more Kaddish. Shabbos is more Kaddish. Yet there's a mitzvah that the levush of Yom Tov be even some special Yom Tov clothing be worn. One of the Magidim who says shir here has Shabbos a short jacket and in Yom Tov wears long. For that reason. Yeah? Because there's something added about the physical Jew on Yom Tov. Let's see how this Vasemis goes on to say this inside. Just like there are Gimel Averis, Hanis Karim L'El, Nichris HaGuf Mekdusha, K'may Ken Yesh Mitzvahs G'doylus Hashem Me'irin HaCheshchus Shel HaGuf. The darkness of Guf is displaced by an energy, by a light, by Kedusha that comes to the Guf on Yom Tov. There's a holiness that can come and a purity that comes to the guf on Yom Tov. That inner holiness is capable of being seen and felt on Yom Tov in a unique way. Yom Tov, more than Shabbos, because it's shaykh to the guf, whereas Shabbos more to the neshama. The guf is able to have less of its darkening effect, meaning it's able to become more energized in a holiness that relates to guf on Yom Tov than any other day of the year. By the way, elsewhere, the Sfas also says that the three Aveirois, Avodah Zarah, Pesach, because what did Pesach mean? Pesach means, right, Mishku, Ukulachem Tzoyin, get away from Avodah Zarah, Shachtu HaPasach, so that's Kenegan Avodah Zarah. Shavuos Torah is Torah Tavlin. How do you avoid the Yetzirah? Torah Tavlin, Kenegan Gilead Royce. Sukkis, Apayr Sukkah Shalom, Aleinu. Sukkah Shalom, that's Kenegan, Shvichas Damin. The three regalim hint to what possibilities in Kedusha come to us, just as Chalila, possible loss of Kedusha happens with those three Aveiros. Avodah Zarah, Pesach, Gilui Arayos, by having Torah Tavlin, that's mitzvahs. That's Kabbalah Soteres Shavuos, and Sukkos Shalom against Shvichas Damim. V'zeh HaShevach, that's why the praise of Klal Yisrael in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech says, Mayofu, how beautiful you are, Klal Yisrael. Mayofu fa'amayich bano'olim bas nadiv. So, pa'amayich bano'olim means the beautiful steps. Klal Yisrael walking, bano'olim, even in shoes. Before you get to the Beis HaMikdash, coming to the Beis HaMikdash is a beautiful thing, is a mitzvah, being on the regular. But it also means the min'ol, meaning that which encloses or enclothes the physical Jew, the guf, not just the shoes, it means the whole guf. Ki aguf hu min'ol u'malbush l'hanefesh u'beregolim nitkenu hagufais. And on Yom Tov, you have this way of having something about the physical Jew being improved, being made even more holy than otherwise. It's much more close to HaKadosh Baruch. It's Nishmasen Chadit. It's the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. It's a Yoma de Nishmasen. V'lav de Gufa. K'disa v'zera kodesh. V'hu kodesh. U'may adois heim ikra'i kodesh eshe tikru oisam shehu karev yoisel l'nefashes o'lanafshes b'nei Yisrael. There's something that's closer, more proximal, in the metaphysical sense, to the nefesh and to the guf of Yisrael on Yom Tov, more so than even on Shabbos. V'yachelim lekabel ha'aretz hakedusha gam beguf. Then he goes on to say, and with this we'll conclude, you can answer Tosfos's kasha. If there's a neshama yaseira on Yom Tov, why don't we take besamim and make a bracha on besamim after Yom Tov? And if there's no neshama yaseira on Yom Tov, so then, Matzah Shabbos into Yom Tov, why do we not take Besamim? Matzah Shabbos into Yom Tov, whether it's into Yom Tov or into Chol HaMoed, we don't take Besamim. Why not? So, again, if there's an Neshama Yaseira on Yom Tov, so we should say Baruch on Besamim after Yom Tov. If there's no Neshama Yaseira, so then it's, we lost it because Shabbos is over, so then Matzah Shabbos Yom Tov or Matzah Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we should say, so says the Sfas Emes, no, of course there's a Neshama Yaseira. But it's a Neshama Yaseira that relates to the guf. And because it relates to the guf, it's Kedusha that stays with us. The Shabbos Neshama Yaseira that doesn't relate to the guf is lost because it's so much something that's ethereal. It's so far away from us. So, Vay of the Nefesh. After Shabbos, we have to say a Barim Minim B'Samim. But the Neshama Yaseira of Yom Tov stays with us. It stays with us. It's part of us because Yom Tov is a Kedusha that relates to the Guf specifically more so than Shabbos and stays with us and inheres in us, so it's not lost. And that's why Matzah Shabbos Yom Tov, we have Yom Tov Neshama Yaseira, so we don't say Barim Minim B'Samim. And Matzah Yom Tov, that Neshama Yaseira of the Guf stays with us. So there's no B'Samim Matzah Yom Tov either. So what we've seen is that this idea of being Moisei Nefesh is so much about recognizing the Kedusha we have now. Not only a Kedusha which will be added to or created by giving up one's life. No. The Yid is holy. The Yid is already holy. And the Guf becomes holier every day with all the more mitzvahs that we do. And we should remember this and appreciate the Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes available to us by doing mitzvahs and live Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish by being sanctifying of ourselves through the mitzvahs that we do at all times, and particularly by sanctifying the mitzvahs of Yom Tov that are all about Kedushas HaGuf, that's very unique and special, as is hinted to by the smichus of V'nikdash Nidusach B'nei Yisrael and Eilu Mo'ad Yashem Asher Tikru Oysam. Good Shabbos.